We've had quite a journey through the New Testament so far. We've heard four different writers tell the amazing story of Jesus. We've listened in on letters that were sent to some of the very first Christians. Now, it's time for one last story. This one from the book of Revelation. In the early days of the church, the Roman Empire was the most powerful kingdom on earth. Over time, the kings of Rome, known as Caesars, grew very proud. They began to think of themselves as gods. They demanded to be worshipped and revered. This put followers of Jesus in a dangerous position. They believed there was only one God, that Jesus is Lord, not Caesar. But if they didn't bow down to Caesar, they could lose everything. They could even be put to death. In the midst of all this, a prophet named John had a vision. He shared it with seven churches located in a realm of the empire known as Asia Minor. In the first part of John's vision, Jesus speaks directly to the seven churches. He encourages those who have stayed faithful to him, telling them to hang in there, even if it means laying down their lives. And he warns those who haven't been faithful to turn around before it's too late. In spite of the dangers they face, there is good news for followers of Jesus. According to Revelation, those who overcome will live forever.
I, John, am writing this letter. May grace and peace come to you from the one who is, and who was, and who will come. What Jesus gives witness to can always be trusted. He was the first to rise from the dead. He rules over the kings of the earth. Give him glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him will see him. All the nations of the earth will be sad because of him. This will really happen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, and who was, and who will come. I am the Mighty One. I, John, am a believer, like you. I am a friend who suffers, like you. I was on the island of Patmos because I taught God's word and what Jesus said. The Holy Spirit took complete control of me on the Lord's day. I heard a loud voice behind me that sounded like a trumpet. The voice said, "Write on a scroll what you see." I turned around to see who was speaking to me. When I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the middle of them was someone who looked like a son of man. He was dressed in a long robe with a gold strip of cloth around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a blazing fire. His feet were like bronze metal glowing in a furnace. His voice sounded like rushing waters. He held seven stars in his right hand. Out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brightness. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. Then he put his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever. So write down what you have seen. Write about what is happening now and what will happen later. Here is what the mystery of the seven stars you saw in my right hand means. They are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden lampstands you saw stand for the seven churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Ephesus. I know what you are doing. You work long and hard. You have been faithful and have put up with a lot of trouble because of me. But here is something I hold against you. You don't have as much love as you had at first. Remember how far you have fallen. Turn away from your sins. Do the things you did at first. If you don't, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Smyrna. I know that you suffer and are poor, but you are rich. Don't be afraid of what you are going to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you. Be faithful, even if it means you must die. Then I will give you a crown. The crown is life itself. Everyone who has ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Those who overcome will not be hurt at all by the second death. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Pergamum. I know that you live where Satan has his throne, but you remain true to me. You did not give up your faith in me. But I have a few things against you. You have people there who follow the teaching of Balaam. He taught Balak to lead the people of Israel into sin, so they ate food that had been offered to statues of gods. You also have people who follow the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So turn away from your sins. If you don't, I will come to you soon. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Thyatira. I know your love and your faith. I know how well you have served. But here is what I have against you. You put up with that woman Jezebel. She calls herself a prophet. I've given her time to turn away from her sinful ways, but she doesn't want to. Those who commit adultery with her will suffer greatly. Their only way out is to turn away from what she taught them to do. I won't bother the rest of you in Thyatira. You don't follow the teaching of Jezebel. Just hold on to what you have until I come. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Sardis. I know what you are doing. People think you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Remember what you have been taught and have heard. Obey it. Turn away from your sins. If you don't wake up, I will come like a thief. But you have a few people in Sardis who have kept their clothes clean. They will walk with me, dressed in white, because they are worthy. I will never erase their names from the book of life. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Philadelphia. I know that you don't have much strength, but you have obeyed my word. You have kept my command to put up with anything that happens, so I will keep you from the time of suffering that is going to come to the whole world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have. Then no one will take away your crown. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Laodicea. I know what you are doing. I know you aren't cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other, but you are lukewarm. You aren't hot or cold. So I am going to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I've become wealthy and don't need a thing. But you don't realize how pitiful and miserable you have become. You are poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold made pure by fire. Then you will become rich. Buy from me white clothes to wear. Then you will be able to cover your shameful nakedness. And buy from me healing lotion to put on your eyes. Then you will be able to see. I correct and train those I love. So be sincere and turn away from your sins. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If any of you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. I will give those who overcome the right to sit with me on my throne. Everyone who has ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches.